The first time you met Mother then was when her mother introduced her.
That's
then
right.
Were you friendly with her?
From then on? From then on in.
Well, tell me more about that.
Well, she was very, I was lost, in other words. I mean, Eleanor was a different type from what I was altogether. And she took a almost a motherly interest. I mean, it was really a very, very lovely interest in everything I did, my schooling and my clothes, my recreation. And she, I remember going to Atlantic City with Muzz, with grandmother, with her mother.
Just for a day?
No, we went for a weekend. It was one of the biggest moments of my life.
How old were you?
Oh, maybe 12.
And Mother was about 18.
Well, now there's 14 years difference between us.
Oh, well, then she was married.
She's 12 years older than Eleanor, and I think 14 years older than I am.
Well, then
I think
she was already married, but she'd be about 24.
Well,
she was about 24. I'm not sure.
Oh, I think she was a little bit older than that, maybe close.
25.
25, yes. Well, it was that.
We're close to married.
Yes, but she wasn't married when I went.
That time she wasn't interested in Dad.
No, she was interested in Jim.
Your mother died.
19.
What year, what day? I mean, what?
November the.
November.
It was All Saints Day, wasn't it? You heard them say all. It
well,
was the
it
first
was
Friday, and it was because we all were going to communion that morning, and. At
any rate, it was almost a year from the time that Mother and Dad first met at that.
Yes,
funeral.
It was exactly a year.
Exactly a year from the time they got married. Mm-hmm.
I remember Papa bringing home the stones for her to pick out her diamond, her engagement ring, as well as if it were yesterday.
That's so.
I can see them on the dining room table.
Who bought it?
Well, I really don't know. I know that Papa brought them home.
I see. It's likely he bought it because he was very glad.
His dad had very little money then. I mean, he was working for the American Catholic Union. He was the lawyer for that insurance company, you know.
Pop was very pleased with the match, wasn't he?
Very pleased. Very pleased.
And,
he was always, he was very fond of your mother.
When was this, where was the
at our dining room table, down home,
and,
in our house.
Did he announce it formally?
He brought the stones home, and the two of them were there, and he wanted them to pick the one that they, now that's my recollection, maybe.
You brought a lot of stones.
Yes, though. More than one stone.
I see. Well, then he probably donated them.
I imagine.
Well, did they have a celebration then?
Well, no, not too much of a one. We were there, and
oh, were you?
Oh, and I remember when they came, the night they came home from their honeymoon. I'll never forget that. Of course, we were all thrilled, and I mean, I felt Rita was going to be part of me. I mean, that was my recollection, and they had been to Atlantic City, and they had this wonderful time. I mean, there wasn't anything they missed.
Did they spend a
No, they ended up in Atlantic City. I think they went to New York.
Went to Boston, too.
Yes. When they got home, the first thing they did was to come over and see us. And I was up in the sitting room. We had a sitting room on the second floor, similar to this. And I remember running down, and they had brought something back for all of us. And it was great celebration that night. Of course, you know, my dad never took a drink, so that in the sense of a celebration, the way we, at that time, he was really strictly temperance, you know. I mean,
were you at the wedding?
Oh yes.
What was that
Eleanor,
like?
Oh, it was beautiful. It was beautiful. It was yellow. I can remember the yellow and the big chrysanthemums. Of course, it was around Thanksgiving,
what
around
yellow?
Football time. The bridesmaids were dressed in yellow.
I see. Were you one of them?
Glorious. Eleanor was.
I see.
But I wasn't. I had a white dress with a sash, and I remember that very well. I thought I was pretty big stuff at that wedding.
Who was the best man?
Bill Brady.
Oh, that's and the best lady.
Well, Jim Comerford and Bill Brady, and it was Agnes Conahan and Eleanor. They were the ones that were in the wedding party. Now, I don't know which was
and
which.
Was it a high mass?
Oh, yes, it had everything. It had the trimmings.
Who preached?
I don't remember. It probably would have been well, Father Lawler, I think, was the pastor at the time.
Well, he probably officiated.
Yes.
And
but I don't remember. It was in St. Thomas's Church.
Where did they have the wedding celebration?
At home. They had a caterer.
1724 or more?
No. At your mother's home on 18th Street.
And then they went off in the afternoon?
That's right. They left. They left. And I don't know whether it was a carriage or not, but it must have been, don't you think?
1912.
Yeah, 1912.